Eamon McGee, Clerk of the Course, once again. First of all, a little bit of tweaking to the stages?
We start trying diverge from last year, trying chase it up again now and again. Three new stages on from last year on this Friday. Changed Cairn Hills, changed about again. So, but some of the classics remain as they would have been.
And the new stages, just tell us briefly what we can look forward to.
Well, probably Friday morning we're going out and we're doing Brena, Carrick Mountain, and do Letter League reverse from last year. So finishing in the back of Letterkenny. Saturday morning then we leave Park Firm again and we're starting off at Cairn Hill, a version of Cairn Hill that was run last year as well, but some of it's new and some of it's old, like so. And then on to Nagala then for the them two stages are done twice in the service, and then in the evening loop then we're going to Gartan, which remains the same. But then the other new stages we're reversing Trinta from last year, so that's a complete new stage. So
and then on Sunday
again we have the classics of we're going to Fannet, the Drive and Glen.
And you've been doing this so many years now, and I suppose each year it's always a learning curve. You improve on little things here and there, but the whole event, it's getting bigger and bigger, and we're here at the launch tonight, and you know the buzz is really there again, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. It gets bigger even there now. Like you take it the year, we have something like 210 main field entrants alone. Like, you know, it's unbelievable the amount of you know to get that. That brings it down. Problems, but like we sorted out, we have one of the best fields that we can get in Ireland or anywhere in England at the moment.
And of course there's the junior and the historics, let's not forget about them, all part of it
again. Full field, the juniors, we have 23 juniors at the moment there, and we have a full field historic, so that just shows what the event has, potential that the event has at the moment.
So tell us, after the event is finished each year, when do you meet again to start planning for the next one? Almost straight away?
Ach, no, we have a wee break. We there's a lot of payback, and after Donegal, we go around the rest of the clubs and help them back, give them back some of the goodwill that they've given us to run the event, because it's a massive weekend on the weekend, and we depend on all the clubs in Ireland coming row one behind us and make sure it happens. Eh?
And that's something that maybe people who are outside the sport don't really appreciate, that you could be at the end of a stage and there could be people there from a motor club from Carrick and Shore, or there could be there from Kerry or anywhere.
Oh, well, for sure, because I think offhand I'd say we have the guts of between 40 and 50 bodies coming from Cork, West Cork, Wexford, you know, Limerick, Galway, every club, the Midlands, as you said, Kerry, Kinsure, and a lot of the Northern Ireland, and even some from, I think we have a group coming from Wales here to help us run the event.
And this voluntary work, again, these people could be at a location for 7 or 8 hours, often just sitting there on their own, but that just shows the camaraderie and the enthusiasm to take part and to help make this happen.
Ah, that's for sure. You know, again, that's, you know, you get people there, they're out there, they're on the road from 6 o'clock in the morning, some of them people setting up stages, some of them are out all night, make sure that the stages are taped, ready to go when the first car comes into the stage. Like, there are a lot of pre-fixing on to do on the stage, just so that they are to run. It just doesn't, drivers don't land there on the stage, but there's hours and hours of work, and then people are there for maybe 2 or 3 hours. It all has to be taken back down and leave back to the normal again.
And you must take great pride in that. Rallies over the years have endured ups and downs, but the Donegal Rally, it's really still the big one on the calendar, isn't it?
It seems to be, like, we're not taking the credit for it, but like everybody, the whole team there, there's not just one person, it's their team of maybe anything up to 50 or 100 people that row on and make sure that Donegal has always been and hopefully will remain on the top of the table.